BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Oh, not again, I don't believe it.
It's only me. I brought you this. Pat, what is it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you all right?
It's just... No, I'm sorry, Emma.
No, don't worry about me. You must be so tired. I'm worried what all this is doing to the family.
Oh, yes, of course I am. But it's been made a thousand times worse by trying to deal with Borsetshire water. I have just been cut off again after holding for 15 minutes.
Oh, frustrating.
We can't afford to have a repeat of this disaster. I don't just mean financially. The strain on us all is horrendous.
Yeah, I know.
We've got to make sure it doesn't happen again. But try getting any sense out of that blasted company. I must have rung them 20 times now. No one ever gets back to me and... Ooh... Just ignore me. Is that Clary's lemon drizzle cake?
Yeah, it's still edible, but it's not quite...
Not quite up to the quality to sell.
Yeah. So I thought you and the family might like it.
Oh, no, you have it, Emma.
No, better not. I don't want Clary to find out.
Ah, no.
Not after all the effort she's put in.
That's very considerate of you. Thank you.
This stuff with Borsetshire water...
Yeah?
Is there anything I can do?
Well, no. No, I wouldn't have thought so.
I mean as a parish councillor.
Oh.
While I still am one, I might as well try and use my position while I still have it.
Well, I mean, surely you're too busy, Emma.
I wish. With the amount of custom we're getting, I could easily leave the tea room to Chelsea for a few hours.
Oh, well done. Oh,
thanks. Yeah. Should keep me busy while Harrison's up north, anyway.
I expect it will.
Not today, though.
No?
Compulsory day off.
Compulsory?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's happened, but I've worked nearly every day for over a month.
Heavens!
So now Mum and Kenton know I'm going to be there long term. They insisted I take a day off, put my feet up.
Quite right, too. So who's doing the cooking at the pub?
Paula. She's used to standing in.
Ah, right.
And Tracy's helping out.
So is that the reason for all your shopping?
Oh, this, you mean? Yeah.
Comfort food, is it?
Something like that.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Sorry, are you?
No, I'm done.
I need a couple of batteries, please, Joy.
Oh. What size?
Double A.
Right you are.
I'm at work, really. I just nipped home to get my laptop and then I remembered my mouse had stopped working.
Anything else?
No, that's all, thanks.
We were just talking about Fallon's news.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, I'm now the official permanent chef at the Bull.
Oh, right. What about Wayne?
Oh, don't ask.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Oh, you'll be great at that.
Yeah. 325, please.
Oh, there you go.
Do you want your receipt?
No, that's fine, Joy. Sorry to rush.
No problem.
She's on a mission.
Yeah, looks like it. Well, guess I better remind myself what my sofa looks like.
Fallon pet.
Yeah.
Do I get the feeling you're not looking forward to this day off?
To be honest, I'm not really. Yeah. It'd be different if Harrison was around.
I thought so.
I should be grateful. A whole day with nothing to do.
It's different when you're on your own, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know that only too well. So, if you'd rather have some company, you'd be welcome to come round later.
To Home Farm?
If you'd like.
Well... I'd be glad of an excuse to get out of that cottage for a bit.
Great!
But, no offence, Joy, but aren't you and Mick freezing under blankets at Home Farm? And living off sandwiches?
No, we were, but Mick finally got hold of Mr. Gill on a ski lift in Colorado. Oh,
impressive.
Mr. Gill, not Mick.
Yeah, I got that.
So everything's working fine now. Well, most things.
Oh.
And that does include the heating, I promise.
Oh, well, in that case, I'd be happy to accept.
Champion! I get off from here at 2, so feel free to come round any time after that.
Oh, sit down, Emma.
Oh, thanks.
How have you been getting on?
It's been pretty mixed, to be honest.
In what way?
Well, I see what you mean about Borsetshire Water.
Not very responsive, are they?
Not at all. But while I was on hold, I did some research online. Have you heard of BQAG?
No.
The Borsetshire Clean Water Action Group.
Vaguely, yeah.
Look, Pat. According to them, the Ambridge storm overflows discharged sewage 45 times in the past year.
45 times? Well, that's not normal, surely.
Nope. And look at this. They reckon there's a problem with the hydraulic capacity. That's the amount of water the system can cope with.
I see.
They say there's been a history of underinvestment going back years.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me. This is excellent work, Emma.
Thank you. I'll carry on digging, shall I?
If you don't mind.
And I'll keep pestering the water company too.
I think the sun's over the yardarm, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Well, I hoped you'd say that.
Not that I've ever really known what a yardarm is.
Me neither. Something my old dad used to say.
Mine too.
Oh, and help yourself to nibbles. That's generous of me, seeing as you brought most of them.
Well, it's the least I could do, Joy.
Well, good health.
Cheers. I've been admiring that gizmo.
Which one?
The vacuum cleaner, gliding around on its own, keeping everything spick and span.
Do you like it?
I do.
I don't.
Why not?
Gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like it's spying on me all the time.
The whole house is amazing.
It is that.
It's like living in the future.
Still can't quite believe we're here.
Although...
Yeah?
I'm not sure what Brian and his family would say if they knew what the girls had done to the place.
Did you ever come here when they owned it?
Yeah, I catered a few things for Jennifer over the years. Did a land-themed party once.
Land?
Mm.
What were you cooking? Soil and worms?
Well, you're closer than you think, Joy.
Goodness.
So, yeah, I remember what it used to look like. Very different from this, I can tell you.
Thought it would be.
Hello?
In the lounge, love.
Hey, you'll never guess what happened at work this afternoon. What's going on?
We've been putting the world to rights, haven't we, Fallon?
We certainly have.
Glass of wine, Mick?
No.
Or a beer?
Fallon can't be here.
What do you mean?
And you're drinking red wine?
Hey, careful with that.
Oh, with all these light-coloured fabrics, what are you thinking, woman?
Don't you woman me.
Oh, and sun-dried tomatoes. Why don't you just park the car on the hearthrug and drain the sun?
I think I'd better go.
Well, I'm sorry, Fallon. I promised the girls no damage, no mess and no guests.
You what?
We're only house-sitting, you see.
Oh, I get it.
You can't throw her out.
Pav and Jasminda wouldn't be pleased if they knew someone had been
here.
No.
No, I wouldn't want to cause you any trouble.
Look, I am sorry.
Don't worry about it, Mick. Thanks for a lovely afternoon, Joy. You'll have to come round to Woodbine Cottage sometime.
Surely there's no need...
I'll see myself out.
Oh. If you've been looking for a way to embarrass us, Mick, you couldn't have found a better way than that.
I said I was sorry. But Pav said it again when I spoke to him yesterday. No guests under any circumstances.
Why didn't you say?
I honestly didn't think it would come up.
Oh, this place. First nothing works and then no one can visit. It's like a posh prison.
Can I make you a cup of tea or something, Emma?
No, I'm all right.
I feel guilty you're spending all this time wrestling with bureaucracy on our behalf.
Well, it's in my interest as much as yours, Pat.
When you put it like that, I suppose it is.
And there's been a development.
Has there?
Well, sort of, anyway. I finally got hold of someone from Borsetshire Water.
How did you do that?
I went through the press office.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
I made a big fuss about being a parish councillor and what have you.
Well done.
I told them what this BQAG group was saying and asked for a comment.
What did they say?
Oh, nothing much. Blamed our sewage spill on... high rainfall and exceptional groundwater conditions.
Yeah, but the Action Group's figures prove that's only a very small part of the truth.
Yep.
The infrastructure should be able to deal with that, or else what's it for?
Don't have to persuade me.
This sort of polite approach is just going to get us brushed off every time, isn't it?
Probably.
Something radical needs to be done.
What, though?
We need to take the fight right to their door. Make it so they can't hide from the facts.
Great. Count me in.
Well, no. When I said we, I don't expect you to get involved. with this anymore.
Why not?
Well, you shouldn't be sticking your head above the parapet. Not when your role on the council's looking so uncertain.
No, I want to. You took a big risk when you wrote George that reference.
Well, that was different.
Not really. That was you putting your head above the parapet when nearly everyone had turned their back on us. No, Pat, I owe you.
All right, then. Thank you.
Great. So what are we going to do?
So, is it all right if I drink me wine in here?
Ah, Joy.
Or do you want me to put some newspaper down?
Don't be like that.
In case I spill some on my marble floor.
Love.
Not that I'm in a habit of dropping me food and drink.
I know you're not.
Oh, I'm beginning to wish we'd never come here. At least at Bridge Farm I felt welcome.
It's not that you're not welcome, they're just very house proud.
I'm house proud, Mick. Doesn't mean I ban the whole world from popping in.
I know.
What harm would Fallon have done? We were having such a nice time.
And we can have a nice time too. Hey, there's something I haven't told you yet.
Oh?
As an apology for all the inconvenience with the controller going missing and that.
Yes?
Pav said we're allowed to use the sauna if we like.
There's a sauna?
Yeah, kept that quiet, didn't they?
But where?
In the cellar.
There's a cellar?
Games room, down there too.
Ooh, Mick.
Pool, table football.
Never mind them. If we can use the sauna, I'll drink me red wine in the bath if I have to.
You know, in a funny way, this is just what I need.
Why do you say that?
Well, with George being in prison. Oh, I feel so powerless, Pat.
I know the feeling.
I can't do nothing about that. But this is something I can do. Maybe make a difference, get something changed.
Well, that's wonderful. And actually, even if some of us are going to be very visible, there must be lots of behind-the-scenes things to do, like you've already done today.
Well, let's see how it goes.
I really am very grateful, Emma. Actually, this might do me good as well. Back in the day, I used to be something of a firebrand, you know. Just ask Tony.
Yeah, I have got that impression.
You know, as you get older, there have been countless times over the years I heard about some protest happening and thought, well, I should get involved with that, but then I never did.
Well, you've been so busy. The family, the farm.
Yeah, but I always regretted not taking part. Not this time, though. This time nothing's going to stop me.